How can we change? It is because, child, for so long, spiritualism has never been properly understood, never been properly applied in the daily working life of the individual concerned. The attitude is not one of worship of God or to do His will or His bidding. The attitude of the vast numbers who enter the churches is not one of reverence. As you well know, they do not even look upon it in a sense as a religion. They may profess to be called spiritualists, but there is very little spirituality in them. If I seem to condemn, it is not so. I merely speak that which is true. And to speak truth is not to condemn, for I sympathize with all these peoples and it wreaks for me a great havoc within myself. And I cannot do more than I do. And this not only applies to me, but to untold numbers of souls that have constantly returned from our side to yours to assist, to help, to guide, and to uplift. And we see the truths that we strive to give, either brushed aside or distorted. Or if it is not there, we know that the lower souls, the elementals often, can push through their messages of a material nature which are gleefully and happily accepted. And the work of the Spirit, in consequence, is held back through yourself and others like you. We are able to give some of our truths of realization, but we are desperately in need of instruments who can, by the very nature of their work and the enthusiasm that they have and their tremendous power of love that they give, can change this situation which has arisen. So desperately is the need that we are doing everything that we can to bring about a greater realization of our people. But you know the many difficulties. If a church is to be kept open, if it is to pay its way, then even those of the council, sincere though they may well be, and desirous of spiritual fervence, they have to some extent encourage the giving out of messages which are of a material nature. They have to devise various ways and means in which they can bring forth sufficient monies to pay the way. It is a vicious circle, and this we know. We do not cause, we do not blame. We know the cause.